Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the world of Git. It's everywhere, but how well do you really know it?
Right? It's like essential for any developer, but sometimes I just use the same few commands over and over. Kind of feels like I'm just scratching the surface. So, let's get into it. What's the big deal with Git anyway?
Well, it's a distributed version control system, like the backbone of collaboration in software development. Tracks changes, manages versions, handles branching and merging. Super important for not overwriting each other's work.
So like, if I accidentally delete a crucial file, Git's got my back.
Exactly. You can revert to earlier versions, no problem. First things first though, you gotta set it up, right? Install it, configure your name and email. Those commit messages need an author.
Got it, setup is key. Then what? It's like working directory, staging area, repository, it can be a little confusing.
Think of it like this. You make changes in the working directory, stage what you want to save in the staging area, then commit that snapshot to the repository, the permanent record.
Okay, that makes sense. So what about the actual commands, like git init, git clone? There are so many.
Don't worry, we'll cover the essentials. Git init starts a new repository. Git clone copies an existing one. Git status shows you what's changed. Git add stages those changes. And git commit, with a good message please, saves those changes.
Commit messages? You're serious about those, huh?
Absolutely. Future you and your collaborators will thank you. Then there's git log to see the commit history. Git diff to compare changes. Git branch and git merge for working on different features simultaneously. Git pull to get updates. And git push to share your masterpiece.
Whoa, that's a lot, but it's starting to click now. How about those advanced commands, like git reset? Sounds kind of scary.
It can be powerful, but use it with caution. It's like a super undo button. There's also git rebase for cleaning up your commit history.
Okay, this has been super helpful. Any final Git wisdom?
Git is your friend. Embrace it. It's like having a time machine for your code. And remember, good commit messages are a must.
Got it. Thanks for breaking it down. Git gurus, we're coming for you.
That's all for today's episode, folks. Catch you next time on Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.